Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov ended a two-day visit to Cairo, where he met with several officials regarding the Syrian crisis. Lavrov started his visit by meeting with Secretary General of the Arab League, Nabil Al-Arabi, and UN Arab League Envoy to Syria, Al-Akhtar Ibrahimi. Both sides reiterated their commitment to ending the violence.
There will not be a resolution to the crisis in Syria by military intervention. There is only one option on the table. That's a political solution agreed upon by all factions. Otherwise, the crisis in Syria will escalate.
Following a meeting with his Egyptian counterpart, Mohammed Kamel Amr, Lavrov did announce its endorsement of an Egyptian-led regional group comprised of Egypt, Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, despite the Saudis failing to attend the last two meetings. Lavrov also accused the Western countries of aggravating the situation in Syria.
We are working according to the Geneva document, but unfortunately some Western countries are supporting the opposition in Syria with weapons and aiding them to instigate violence.
During an interview with an Egyptian state newspaper, Lavrov said that Russia is supplying the Syrian government with weapons as part of old Soviet commitments. Lavrov, however, stressed that there is no military solution in Syria and that all parties need to be working towards the Geneva Declaration, according to which a transitional period will be agreed upon between the Syrian government and opposition. Egypt was the first stop on a regional tour for the Russian foreign minister.
While everyone, from world superpowers to regional powers and world organizations, agrees that the crisis needs to end, experts point out that the mechanism on how to achieve that is still being discussed in official meetings. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.